This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibility that surrounds them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. In February 1936, Esquire magazine published F. Scott Fitzgerald's essay, The Crack Up, in which Fitzgerald said, "The test of a first-rate intelligence is the ability to hold two opposed ideas in the mind at the same time and still retain the ability to function." Well, that observation from Fitzgerald has been restated, for example, in 1994 by Catherine A. Powers in a book review in which, referring to an anonymous quote, she said, "Intelligence has been described as the ability to entertain two apparently contradictory ideas in one's head at the same time." And in 2008, a columnist in the Spokesman Review of Spokane, Washington, published another variant without giving a source. Here's the quote. It said the truest sign of intelligence is the ability to entertain two contradictory ideas simultaneously. Well, all of that from, quote, investigator.com. Whether it's Fitzgerald's original statement or one of the variants, I think you get the idea. It's a good thought for us to remember as we began to reopen the economy during this COVID-19 crisis time. It is true that continuing to shut down the economy can cause irreparable damage to it. And that involves the health and welfare of real people in real time, not just statistics reported in the evening news. But it's also true that reopening the economy can risk the health and welfare of real people, especially those most vulnerable to COVID-19. Dr. Layla Walk Colburn of Baylor Medicine Infectious Disease said that crowded areas, especially enclosed places with poor air circulation, such as churches and restaurants, are ideal situations for COVID-19 to spread. Well, we've been told that, but Dr. Colburn, or Walk Colburn, went on to warn, "We know that the virus is in the community and not by following the norms of the masking, the washing of hands, and the social distancing, we are going to see the peak. It's not going to be tomorrow. It's going to be in like 10 to 14 days because that's how we know we have history, and history repeats itself." Well, what she's saying, of course, is that we will experience a resurgence of the COVID-19 if we throw caution to the wind as we return to work and business. Now, those general truths can be seen as facts, and those facts have pitted some people against each other. In some instances, wearing or not wearing a mask has become almost like a symbol of where you stand, and stereotypes have emerged from them. For example, if you're not wearing a mask, you're conservative, you're not cautious enough, too anxious to go forward regardless of the damage you're doing to others. And conversely, if you're wearing a mask, you're liberal, overly cautious, willing to ruin lives because you're privileged enough to maintain social distancing rules without it hurting your job or welfare. And you see, the battle lines are drawn. Well, Fitzgerald's quote seems more and more appropriate. The test of a first-rate intelligence is the ability to hold two opposed ideas in the mind at the same time and still retain the ability to function. So the economy, to a certain degree, has reopened. That carries a risk. People are meeting in those contexts. Requiring everyone to shelter in place would have adverse effects. So what to do? We live in this world as it is, not as we would wish it to be. That means being considerate and respectful of those who do not believe exactly as we do. Wear a mask in public settings, even if you personally believe it's not necessary. Maintain social distancing recommendations, even if you aren't in an at-risk category. Also recognize that people want to go forward, even with the risk, so be kind to them as well. And if you're one of those who is comfortable with going out, then enjoy the businesses you want to engage with, be it a restaurant, a hair salon, or whatever. But also recognize the potential dangers involved, not only with you, but with others who may be just as concerned as you are about what's happening out there. And then come back here next week, and in the meantime, go out and become the person God intends you to be.
comes the sun. Here comes the sun.